Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, you and your family are due for an exciting experience when you serve Kroger Tender Ray Beef. All around the table, you'll hear everybody saying, delicious. And no wonder. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen to this. Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So today, plan to treat your family to the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Treat them to Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. To others, but not to her, both Johnny Keith and young Dr. Evans have vowed that they will marry Penny Gibbs. It was Johnny who first said,
I don't want Penny to know it yet, not until I think it's right for her to know it, but I'm going to marry that girl, and nothing's going to keep me from it.
Joel, too, expressed his feelings in what were nearly the same words. If Penny has a mind to marry, it can hardly be Johnny, though, for she said to him just yesterday,
call it whatever you like, Johnny. It isn't the name that matters, but the fact remains that there's a power that turned us away from each other years ago. It kept us apart, and it always will.
It's a bright, clear day in Rossville now, a bright, clear April day. And Penny has driven Nora Lang to the Lang farm for the afternoon. As Penny walks back to her car, Nora's husband, Freddie, calls to her from the barn.
Hey, Gibbsy. Hey, Penny, hold it a minute, will you?
Hello, Freddie.
Hey, you're not going back to town without having a look around the place, are you?
Freddie, you take me on a tour of inspection every time I come out here.
Well, maybe so, but then there's always something new to show you.
Oh, you never stop making improvements here, do you?
Oh, the place was pretty run down when Dad and I started to work this place a year ago.
Golly, is it only a year ago? It seems a lot longer.
Well, a lot's happened. Yeah, a lot's been done in the last year.
Yeah. Do you know, I can't remember when you didn't have this farm.
Can't either. Seems that, seems like it's always been mine. My home, my life. Just about everything.
Well, if it's that important to you, Freddie, you'll never do anything to spoil it, lose it, will you?
Well, that's what I'm hoping, anyway.
Just hoping?
Yeah, I... Gibbsy, I really didn't have anything new to show you. I just want to talk to you about something.
I see.
Got a few minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, not fair to make you stand here. Come on, let's go find a place to sit down.
Oh, that's serious, is it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, when's the last time you sat on a rail fence?
Oh, I don't think I could sit on a rail fence, no.
Oh, come on.
No.
Top rail of a fence is the best chair in the world. Come on.
All right, but don't ask me to hold a straw in my teeth. That'd be too much.
Ready to go too rural all at once, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no straw. Well, here we are. Come on, I'll help you out.
Yeah, I think you better...
Okay.
Thank you.
There you are.
Couldn't you have picked just a little lower fence?
Well, now, if this fence was much lower, we might as well not have any fence at all. Nice up here, isn't it?
No, it isn't exactly like sitting in an armchair.
Oh, Gibbsy, a man gets lazy in an armchair. His thoughts get slow.
You sound like Jed.
I was talking with him the other day. Maybe his thoughts are catching.
They're well worth catching, Freddie.
Bet they are. Say, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
What does a guy do who... Well, let's put it this way. How does a guy fight against something he doesn't want to fight?
I don't know what you mean, Freddie.
Well, I mean that... Can a guy keep saying no when he doesn't want to say no? Not go batting in the bean?
Look... I still don't understand what you're getting at.
Maybe that's because I'm not getting at it at all. Look, I'm getting myself all mixed up about that girl in the office over there.
Helen?
Yeah.
How do you mean mixed up, Freddie?
Well, one minute I love her, next minute I hate her.
Because you love her?
Yeah. No, I guess not. Look, you see what I mean, don't you? I don't know what I think or feel or anything.
Freddie, if you told Nora that you're in love with Helen...
Oh, no.
Don't you think you should?
No, because I'm not really in love with her. I couldn't be. Honest, Gibbsy, I love Nora. And all this farm, this life.
And you're sure this is what you want, Nora, this farm, this life?
I wouldn't trade Nora for anyone. Or this place for anything in the world.
Then you're not in love with Helen, pretty.
No. But what is it? I mean, what makes me want to keep her here or think about going away with her if she leaves?
Freddie, you wouldn't do that.
No, I guess I wouldn't. But I'd want to. Gibbsy, if that isn't love, what is it?
I don't know, Freddie. Maybe it's pity. Helen's pathetic in a way. She tries to give an impression that she's hard and independent, but actually, she's more like a hurt and frightened child.
She's been plenty hurt, I know that.
Maybe that's why you want to put your arms around her, huh? Maybe you're trying to show her that she won't be hurt by you.
Well...
Freddie, aren't you and Nora both trying to make her feel a little bit more secure? Offering her friendship and a home for that reason.
Well, that was the original idea, you know. And if you'll remember, I wasn't for it at all.
Because you were afraid of all this.
That's right. Yeah, Helen and I were pretty thick back in New York a few years ago. I didn't exactly run out on her. I ran out on the whole gang. I was running away from trouble, you know that. If I could have, I guess I'd have brought her along to Rossville with me. Yeah, wouldn't that have been something, though?
No, it certainly would have changed a lot of lives.
Well, that's the funny part. It wouldn't have made any difference at all. I'd have met Nora just the same, and I'd have married her just the same, and we'd own this farm.
Look, Freddie, then you definitely don't love Helen, so I don't see why you're worried about it.
Well, I tell you what I guess I'm really worried about. It's trouble. Hurting Nora, hurting Helen. And about the whole thing getting too involved.
It needn't get involved, Freddie.
No, it won't if Helen gets out of town and gets out quick. But I can't ask her to do that. It's not fair to penalize her for my faults.
Look, Freddie, I think I understand your trouble. Helen's an attractive girl, but even more than that, she represents freedom to you. The days when you didn't have responsibilities.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Guess there's still plenty of the old good-for-nothing Freddie lying inside me.
We never change completely, Freddie.
I'll say we don't. Much as I love Nora and the farm and everything, I still get the feeling I want to hit the road sometimes. Hit that road and just keep right on going to who knows where. And Helen would hit it with me, too. And together we just... Well, it gets stronger, that feeling does. Every time I think about it.
Freddie, what you have to do is control your feelings. You're right when you say you can't ask Helen to leave. That's no solution. It's being unfair to her, too.
Sure.
What you have to do is build enough strength to resist what Helen means to you.
Gibbsy, you think a guy can resist a thing like that forever? I'm resisting it now. I'm fighting it just as hard as I can.
Freddie, emotions can be controlled. All of us suppress some kind of desire, but it takes a certain amount of intelligence and, in some cases, even a good deal of physical strength. But emotions can be fought with and successful. I'll get it.
Good evening, Miss Gibbs.
Why, Mr. Keith, do come in.
How are you, Penny?
I'm just fine, thanks.
Well, you've got a little sunburn, haven't you? Isn't it a little
early?
Well,
I was at Pretty's farm this afternoon, sitting on a rail fence with young Farmer Lang.
Oh, a chawing on a straw, by cracky. Yeah.
No, I wasn't the farmer's daughter, only his visitor.
You know, you look good with that extra color in your face.
Thank you.
Makes you look young enough for high school.
Oh, don't I wish it. You know, you're early this evening, and I'm not ready. You going to scold me?
Well, no. I'll read a good book or something. Have you got a long one?
It won't take me that long to get ready. Freddie's in the living room. Maybe you two farmers would like to talk about crops or something.
Well, I'm not a farmer, Penny. I owned an estate. You notice I said owned?
So you're really giving it up, huh?
I'm giving it away. Frank Curtis contacted my cousin in Rochester and told him I'm turning the inheritance over to him.
Johnny, I don't see how you can give so much up. What's in Rossville?
Now, Penny, let's not argue that again. We had it all out the other day, and I told you why I wouldn't go back to South Africa.
All right. I still hope you won't be sorry.
I told you I never would be. Now, you go on up and get dressed, will you? We have a date tonight, not tomorrow morning.
Where are we going?
Oh, where would you like to go?
Anywhere, I don't care.
Well, in that case, we'll go everywhere. But first, you go upstairs and change, you hear? Or there won't be time enough to go to the corner drugstore for an ice cream soda.
Hello, Freddie.
Oh, hi there, Angela. Come on in. How's the best-looking nurse in Rossville, huh?
I don't know. I've never met her. Is Penny home?
No, she's out with Johnny Keith right now.
Oh, I might have known. Why didn't I have sense enough to phone from the center first?
Because maybe you wanted to come over here and keep me company, huh?
Well, the house is awfully quiet.
Sure is.
Are you alone?
I am. Well, at least I might as well be. Mr. Billings is asleep and everybody else is out right now. Me, I'm the babysitter tonight.
Well, if you don't mind, I will stay a while. I don't want to go right home. I'm just not in the mood to be alone tonight.
Well, Mrs. Billings cornered Pat this evening, or you wouldn't be.
I wonder.
Oh, I wouldn't kid you, Angela. Sure thing. I was here when he started to call you up, and then he remembered he promised to take his mother to the movies this evening.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Cheer up, will you? Cheer up, or I'm going to tell you all about the care and feeding of a cornfield, and I'll bore you to death.
Oh, good heavens. Anything but that.
That's more like it. Hey, look, I'll tell you something else, too. Something that'll really cheer you up. I've had orders not to spill it to Penny yet, so don't you spill it either, will you?
Well, you know, I've heard a rumor that something very important is being kept from Penny.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Well, Johnny told me about it this evening while Penny was upstairs dressing. You know why he stayed in Rossville? Chuck going back to South Africa, but forever?
No, I don't. Why?
Well, he's going to marry Penny. Only she doesn't know about it.
Freddie, you don't mean it.
Sure, that's what Johnny said. The guy means what he says, too.
Oh, how wonderful. Freddie, do you think he will? I mean, do you think she will? Is she in love with him? Would she...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, Angela, but I have a hunch she is, though. I'll tell you something else that's really funny.
Funny?
Well, not exactly, but in a way it is. Penny was telling me how to control my feelings this afternoon. It's going to be interesting to see if she can do anything with her own.
Well, now almost everyone but Penny knows that Johnny intends to marry her. Is Johnny right in not letting Penny know? Why is Johnny so sure of himself? And what about Freddie and Helen Burroughs? Is Freddie's child to be born into a broken family? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ma'am, Kroger Tender Ray is the best-eating beef you ever tasted. Simply delicious. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. Yes, through a special way of cutting beef, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender-Ray beef. Ladies, remember this when you go to buy Kroger Tender-Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember that it's available only at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger gives you more meat for your money. Because in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender-Ray Beef. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.